Hey, good luck, everybody, and welcome to the Motzoi Shabbos Shir for Motzoi Shabbos Parshas Va'era. One of the issues which is a lot of people's minds right now relates to the distribution of the newly available COVID vaccine or vaccines, who exactly qualifies and how we determine who's in group 1A and 1B, and they keep changing it. There seems to be a lot, not seems to be, I think there's a lot of confusion. And I think, frankly, there's seems to be almost it's who you know and how quickly you can get on the computer and how quickly you can sign up over here and sign up over there. There's been a lot of anger about different things that are going on, and I'm not here to solve those problems, but just to look into, do we have any guidelines in halacha for this, for medical treatment, and in general for priorities in different areas? That's why I entitled the shiur "Priorities in General Halacha, Medical Treatment and Vaccine Distribution." I'm not paskening anything, and I'm not really, going to tell anybody what they should or shouldn't do at this point in terms of the vaccine. But first, we should know what the Torah says. And there's some things in halacha which we'll find a little bit surprising, maybe even disturbing. But we'll see what people have to say. The pasuk tells us in the beginning of Parak Vav, not in the beginning, in the middle of Parak Vav, the beginning of the Sedra. It talks about the lineage of the family, the background, that mentions the tribes, Reuben, Shimon, and Levi. And it's, the highlight is, of course, Moshe and Aaron. That's the purpose of presenting the lineage. And it says in Paragraph, Pasuk Chav, Vayikach Amram is Yocheved Doda Solo Isha. Amram took his wife, his aunt, rather, Yocheved as a wife. Vatelo is Aaron vs Moshe. And she gave birth to Aaron and Moshe. And it says how long Amram lived, 137 years, and so on. That's the Pasuk here in our section, Va'era Paragraph, Pasuk Chav. In Divrei Hayamim, where you also find the lineage of the family of Levi, in Divrei Hayamim Aleph, Perek Chav Gimel, Pasuk Gimel, it says over there, B'nei Amram, a similar Pasuk, B'nei Amram, Aaron Moshe, and then it says, Vayibodel Aaron Agbisho Kodesh Kodashim Hu Uvonav Ad Olam, L'hakti Lifnei Hashem L'shar Salach B'shmo Ad Olam. And Aaron and his descendants were separated out to be the Kohanim, right? To bring offerings to Hashem, to serve Hashem, to give brachas, brachas Kohanim, and so on. That's Pasuk Yigim. Yodala to Moshe, Shalakim Bona, Bikoro, Shevet HaLevi. And Moshe and his descendants would be Levium, not Kohanim. So the more detail, of course, is presented there in Divrei Hayamim and Perek Chav Gimel. That Aaron's family were the Kohanim and Moshe were the Levium. Moshe's family would be assigned with the Levium. Actually, in last week's Sedra, in Parsha Shmos, in Parak Dalad of Shmos, Parsha Gil Dalad, when Moshe Rabbeinu kept demurring and kept refusing to accept the mission to lead the Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, because Baruch got angry and finally said, okay, Parak Dalad, Parsha Gil Dalad, Source 3, Vayichar Af Hashem Moshe, Vayomer, hello, Aaron Achicha Levi. You know what? Your brother, Aaron the Levi, he's a good speaker. You keep saying you have a speech impediment. Fine. I'll send your brother, Aaron the Levi, and he'll do the speaking before Paro, which we see again in our Sedra also. Rashi over there, in last week's Sedra, in Source 4, Parag Dalad, Pasuk Dalad, says that whenever the Torah says Vayichar, speaking about anger, there is a result. It's not stam a mood or a feeling. There's a result. And here it doesn't seem to be that there was any result, but Rabbi Yossi said no. Abzu, the second line of four, Rash Amar Rabbi Yossi, Abzun them are Boroshim. There is a result here because it says, "Hello, Aaron Achicha Levi." Now he's a Levi, but he's going to become a Kohen, not you. You would have been, had the Kohuna come from you, Moshe Rabbeinu. Instead, the Kohuna will come from Aaron and not from Levi. Okay, but in any event, we see the Divrei Hayamim, not in our parsha. Our parsha just mentions Aaron and Moshe as the children of Amram, but in Divrei Hayamim Aleph, Perek Kof Gimel, back in Source 2, it mentions Aaron and Moshe and says right away that Aaron was separated. Later on in the Torah, we find that, for example, in Parsha Shoftim, Dvarim Perek Chaf Aleph Pasuk Hey in 5, it says, "V'nikshar Kahanim b'nei Levi kivon b'char shemakecho shor salavark b'shem Hashem." Right, the mentions the Kohanim from the Levi family, they were set aside or designated to serve Hashem, to give the brachas and so on. And in Parsha's Emor, an important pasuk, Perek Chaf Aleph Pasuk Yuches, "V'kidashto ki es lechem elokecho hu makriv," because he brings the korbanos. The pasuk Divrei Hayamim Aleph, back in Source 2, mentioned all the things in the same pasuk. Lahakdir, Lashar, Savarach, Bishmo. In the Torah, you have one pasuk in Shoftim, one pasuk in Emor. Okay. And anyway, it says, Kadosh Yalachi, Kadosh Hashem Kadishchem. So Rashi in Emor, in Source 7, again by Yikra Perakov Aleph, Pasuk Ches, says, Kadosh Yalach, Nahog Bo Kedusha. We have to demonstrate that the Kohanim have a certain special sanctity, a special high status. How so? Liftoach rishon b'chol davar l'varach rishon b'suda. They should open up things. We'll see what that means, and also the opportunity to lead the bracha at a meal. Okay, this is based on a Mishnah in Horius, Daf Yud Beis on a Beis, source 8. The Mishnah says, "B'chol ha-mekudesh mechaveru kodem eschaveru." Anything which is more sanctified comes before the other item which is less sanctified. The Gemara there, Yud Beis on a Beis in Horius 9, says, "What does it mean? B'chol ha-mekudesh mechaveru hu kodem eschaveru menolam?" How do we know if that's true? The Tanah de Be'er Shmuel, this pasuk in Parshas Emor, "V'kidashto lechol dover shebikdusha." Liftoach Rishon, Ulevarach Rishon, Velito Mona Yofa Rishon. Those are the three examples the Gemara gives on Horius Daf Yud Beis explaining on that, commenting on that Mishnah. He should open and lead a bracha first and get the first nice portion. What does that mean? Rashi there in Horius in 10 says Yud Beis and Beis, Liftoach Rishon, Likros Patari, gets the first aliyah. That's how Rashi understands. Liftoach Rishon. He opens the lane and gets the first aliyah. Levarach Rishon is Bezimun. He gets the first choice to lead the Zimun. That's what Rashi says there in Horius. Rashi in Gittin, where this is also quoted on Nun Testament Beis, there Rashi says Liftoach Rishon. Bechol davar kovod bein b'torah bein b'yeshiva hu yidaber b'rosh. Not just in laning, like he mentioned in Horius, but also if there's a meeting or some type of an assembly, he gets to be the first speaker. Levarach Rishon doesn't mention Bezimun there in Gittin, as you mentioned in Horius, but he says Besudla, maybe to lead the motzi, right, to make the first bracha. And here he also explained in Gittin, Lito Mona Yafa Rishon in Ba Lachok Kimso Bechol davar. He and other Jews are splitting up some type of food. He gets the first cut of meat. He gets the choice cut first. Those are some of the dinim relating to what you have to give a coin. The Shittim Gobetzis in the Dorim, which is also discussed in Samach Beis Amud Aleph in the Dorim 12. They don't ask so shorely. It's a dinali Yisrishon Lechol davar Shemekudush Shapirish Lechol davar Shunira Mekudush Im Taktimenu. Anything which it'll be clear when you're giving him preference, when you're giving him priority, okay, it'll be clear that it's because of his sanctity or his special status. Liftoach Rishon b'drosha, he should give the first drosha, or be'etza, at a meeting, he should be able to present his opinion first. Olivarach b'suda, that's how the Shita says it. The Rokeach has an interesting comment in his parish on the Siddur in 13. He says, the word v'kidashto in Gematria is koro b'rosh. Okay, can do the math. It works out. Okay, Vikidashto in Gematria is Koro Barosh. He gets called first. Fine. On the in the Dorim Samach Beis Mabeis, we mentioned before. So the Rosh is printed on the page there, on the side of the page, and it says Levarach Rishon v'Torah Ubebirkas Hamazon and Ukeshiyosha Besuda Yavi Alamana Yafet Chila. When he's sitting at the meal, he should be given the first portion. Okay, Tosis. And Gittin, on Testament Beis, again, you see all these different examples given by the Rishon in a different place where this Gemara comes up. Okay. Tosis mentions something else in Gittin, on Testament Beis 15. Belito money off a Rishon could go and remise on Obit Stucker. If he's poor and you have to figure out Stucker allocation, so the first Stucker goes to a Kohen. Oh, Bechaverim Sumasuda, or if you're sitting at a meal together. The Rosh also says in his parish on the side of the page in the Darim, Samach Beis Amud Aleph. Okay, the previous omer lechol davar shemekudush lechol davar sheyire sheor gadol umekudush. Now it's interesting because it sounds like we're talking about kohanim in general, but if you look in Rashi and the Dharam, the Rashi in a page is assumed not to actually be Rashi. Those who are studying the Dharam will remember they sometimes refer to the commentaries as the Mefarish, right? In other words, it's not Rashi, but it's not really written by Rashi, so it's a different Mefarish. So the Mefarish there in the Dorim says in 17 on Samach Beis and Beis, Liftoch Rishon, Likor B'Sefer Torah, Levarach Rishon, Samotzi, Ober B'Chasamozon, like we said before. Lito Yofa, Mani Yofa Rishon, Kishecholakim Echava Kohanim B'Lechem Aponim. It's talking about he gets over other Kohanim. So who are we talking about? So currently he's talking about the Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol is even higher than the other Kohanim. So he gets, when divvying up the Lechem Aponim, he gets, the portion first. That's how the run on the Riff and Megillah, Yudalim Aleph, going over to Yudalim Beis in the page of the Riff and Megillah, the run comments 18, Lito Mana Yafarishon, Bechol Shah Shabbat, Koin Gadol Ahakriv Makriv. The Koin Gadol is allowed to, let's say one day he feels like bringing the Karbonis, he can pop in and take over whatever Koin was supposed to do it. The Koin Gadol has first dibs on bringing Karbonis any day, not just in Kippur, any day. The Koin Gadol wants to, and therefore he gets a Chelek and so on. So it's talking about, the Kiddushto is talking about the Koin Gadol. It's understood to be the Koin Gadol. Okay, at the end, the Ran says it also means a regular Koin Hedjah, an ordinary Koin, you know, goes before a Yisrael. That's how the Marsha, there in the Dharma, the Chiddush HaGadol, Samabez, says, 19, the Pirish Rashi, Lethal Mona, and so on. So, who's it mean? The greatest of the Kohanim, Pirish Atamid Chacham Shiva Kohanim, right? The greatest of the Kohanim, they get preference over the other Kohanim. Fine. But anyway, what we see from all of this, and this Mishnah in Horius on Yud Beis, the Mishnah on Yud Beis, the Mishnah says, Kol Mekudesh, what's the language again? Back in, back in Source 8, the Mishnah Horishit Beis and Beis, called Mekudesh Mechavera, Kodem Mechavera. Whoever is more sanctity, he goes first before others. Okay, so it's talking about the Kohen, and perhaps the Kohen Gadol in comparison to the other Kohanim. The next Mishnah in Horius, Yud Gimel Amarav, Source number 20, is a Mishnah that certain people find disturbing, but we're learning it, the Mishnah. We'll see what, you know, the halachah l'maaseh ramifications are, whether we paskin all the way like this Mishnah, but the Mishnah says it, and I'm not going to not read it. Mishnah, Horius Yud Gimel Amar Aleph, the Mishnah is Ha'ish Kodem L'isha. Okay, a man comes before a woman with regards to what? Certain things, L'hachayos. Let's see what that means. To keep alive. Although right away we'll see a problem. Ula Hashev Aveda. The Tashavas Aveda. Now obviously it means you can only do one. Okay, you can only do one. Who do you save first? Who do you give Hashavas Aveda return the lost item to first? Okay, so you give it to the man. However, Va'isha Kodemis L'ish. However, a woman comes first. L'chasos. L'ksus rather. Okay, L'chasem Adi. Ksus for clothing. If they're needed clothing. Ula Hotim Beis Hashevi. To redeem from being captive. Pidyon Shvuyim. If a woman's been kidnapped. Okay, then Bisman Shashneim Omdim Kalkola, but if they're both, perhaps Omdim Kalkola, right? Rashi says in 21 means that the concern for homosexual relationships and the woman being raped and so on. So then Ish Kodem L'Isha, the man comes first again. What's the idea of the man coming first in any of these things? So the Rambam tells us, and again, it's you know, not popular, but the Rambam says it in the Mishnah in Horius Perek Gimel Mishnah Zion 22. He says, how do we make this decision? Obviously, this is a vexing emergency situation, and we have no, you know, you have to, we call that triage in, you know, in medical terms, other things. You have to make a decision. They can't save everybody. Obviously, you do everything you possibly can to save everybody, but if that's impossible, I think triage comes from a French word, meaning to choose, to make a selection. Sometimes you have to make a choice. So the Rambam says, what's the source of the choice? Women are obligated less mitzvahs. So that's the criterion that the Chazal set up, that because a man happens to be obligated more mitzvahs, so therefore he has precedence. And therefore he's considered mekudosh, just like we saw with the Kohen, and l'ficha kodem l'hachayos. Okay? So, and as far as the, when they're kidnapped, if the woman, we're worried about the woman getting raped, but if they're worried, says the Rambam, the man also being, you know, being sexually assaulted for homosexual purposes, so the man also takes precedent there because that's abnormal, according to the Rambam, and the, and therefore that's a bigger, you know, a bigger loss, so to speak. The Bartanur also on that mission, Horius Perkim, Mishnah Zion 23, says, Ish Kodem L'Isha Shum Mekudesh Mimeno, because he's chayav in more mitzvahs. On the other hand, Isha Kodem L'Isha Piksus, when it comes to clothing, the woman comes first because she's more embarrassed, you know, and it's more embarrassing for a woman to be without clothing. L'Kalkola means her labia, you know, again, as I said before about their sexual relations. Okay. And, you know, then Aish Kodem, Shazu Darka Bekach, was Wayne Darka Bekach, right? I mean, it's a not normal or less normal in terms of homosexual relations than rape. Okay. But anyway, the question is, what's the circumstance of a life and death situation? So the Tosfos Yontif, there in Horius Perek Gimel Mishnah Zion 24, says, Ha'ish Kodem L'Isha L'Hachayos, right? Ha'ish Kodem L'Chusus, a woman gets pressed in terms of clothing. He says, the Bartanur says, because of the embarrassment and so on. And then he says, L'Hatzilam Im Tovim Banahar, right? There are two people drowning. You can't possibly save them both. That's the circumstance, a tragic circumstance, a rare circumstance, but a tragic circumstance. So then you have to do it, okay? But clothing or feeding, like not only is drowning, but they need food, then the woman gets precedence. For whatever reason, I forgot to print the Yushalmi. The Yushalmi on this mission, Horius, explains that what seems to be the klal seems to be, how do you make a decision, right? Two people die, how do you make a decision? They're both in front of us. Again, an example of the Tosfos Yontif, which the Shulchan Aruch mentions, the Beis Yosef also mentions, we'll see later. Two people are drowning. So how do you decide who to save? I mean, how do you make such a, who wants to make a decision? How can you make such a decision? So therefore, the Chazal say, whoever, we have to figure out, if it's possible to figure it out, who benefits the community more. Okay, so that's what comes after Yushalmi, because Yushalmi further elaborates more distinctions, and we'll see others in the Bavli also. But the Yushalmi brings up somebody who is a Talmud Chacham, and he is like what's called a Sadran. Sadran means he tells you the halacha, posek. And the other one is a popular, and someone who has very great insights and so on. So they're both drowning. Who do you save? So the sad one is more necessary for the community, the Gemara says, because he tells people how to behave. It's a tragedy, but you have to make that decision so you benefit the community. So that's the idea. That's the klal. All these things, whoever is involved in more mitzvahs is more beneficial to the community in this tragic situation. On the other hand, there's a Gemara Ksubas, Samach Zayin Amid Aleph 25. The Gemara says, Tan Rabbanan Yosom Yosoma Shabon Lisparnes. There's an orphan boy and orphan girl need tzedakah money. Mefarnes in Asay Soma. You take care of the girl first and then the Yosom. Why? It's more normal for the man. He can go begging and knocking on doors to get stuck. He gets a little certificate from the VAT, and he can go bang on the doors. Women, it's not normal for them to do that. Even though now we sometimes get women also banging on the doors. But certainly there are more men who go around and do that. So the man can do that. Okay? And same thing. Right, they need money for a wedding. No, sinasay soma v'chakim v'sinasay yosom. Okay, meshabosh shalisha muv meshalisha. Same thing. If a man and a woman both want to raise funds to get married, you give to the woman first because her embarrassment is greater. Rashi explains lisparnes means menosom mizonosom stoker. Right, Rashi subis samuzan with aleph and samuzan with beis. Again, when it talks about the marriage case, it's also talking about mishal stoker. So that's what appears in the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef is in Yoredeya. It's in Reish Nun Aleph in Sifches. He explains that, you know, when it talks about the achila and food and supporting your soma, that or the woman goes first. That's not necessarily life and death situations, because he says the other mission said before that aish kodem l'ish al achayos. Okay, in terms of, so obviously l'achayos is, as the Beis Yosef says at the end of 28, tzarech lomar the l'achayos hanu l'hatzilim im heim tovim banar, if they're drowning in the river, something along those lines. Aval achila lav becham, providing food, that's tokus. So then that's like a garment. Then you provide that for the woman before you provide it for the man. Okay, and the tzivah, and the Maromi Soda, there in Horish, Gimel and Aleph, says, 29, that's lahachios means hana b'pikuach nefesh mamish. That's mamish, a life and death situation. Then you have to do it for the man, but otherwise, if it's just providing food to live, so let the man knock on doors and get collected stocker money and get money that way. Okay, so he says, alamar b'pikuach nefesh. That's talking about the pikuach nefesh. The Rashbah mentions also in Chidushim to Ksuba Samach Zamar. I'm jumping around Mesichtas because these topics come up. The Mishnayos in Horius, the principles of Horius, but it comes up as we saw with the Yasmin Saman Ksuba. So the Chidush Rashbah there in Ksuba Samach Zamar Aleph 30, he says Mefarnes and Eizes Som V'Acharka Mefarnes Eizosom, right? Because again, Aisha Kodem is a Ksuso Liftoso. Mizonos Mefarnes Eizosom. He understands differently. He says Mizonos you give to the man first because that's how he understands Lachayos. He doesn't say Lachayos is about la pikuach nefesh. So despite the fact that the Beis Yosef learned that, and the Tzivah learns that way, Rashbah seems to learn differently. Okay, because he learns the pasuk says v'chei achicha imach, achicha kodem lachoscha. So that's talking about already not a pikuach nefesh situation. We'll have to see if that is relevant. The Meiri there in Ksubas Samach Zayin Amid Aleph also 31 yasom yisoma have no food and so on, and they need to comfort stocker. So he said, you give mefarnes and say soma v'charkach mefarnes and say yosom. Okay, whatever is left, or you collect more money and so on. But he says, if for whatever the reason, it's not possible for the man to go around knocking on doors, whatever reason, he's crippled, he's this, whatever the reason. So then that's considered lahachayos. Okay, that's what some say. The mirror quotes, and that's like that Rashbah. Although he prefers the first approach because he quotes the machlokas, what's meant by achila. The Tiferes Yisrael on that mission back in Horius Pergam, which is Zion, look in 32, Oskov Zion, Lahachayos means Kesheshneim Omnim Latzim Amavis. He learns the other way. He learns like we saw from the Beis Yosef, like we saw from the Tziv. Lahachayos means when they the life and death. Okay, Avalahachil Isha Kodemis. But to provide food, the woman comes for it. Rashavas Aveda. So again, that has to do with the preference, has to do with mitzvahs, he writes in Chavches. Ksus in Chavtes is because she has greater embarrassment and so on. Redeeming from being captive, again, the woman is always a concern of rape and zinos and so on. But if it's equal with the man because of Mishko Zoch, again, that's everything like we saw. All right, the Gemara goes on that mission, Horius Yud Gimel Aleph 33. Tana Rabbanan, Hoya hu uvaviv rabo b'shri. Let's say a person, his Rebbe, his father, they were all kidnapped. So who called him the rabo? Rabo called him aviv. He has to take care of himself first. If he has the money, he takes care of himself first. Right, that they learned, your life comes first. But Rabbo kodem la'aviv, but the Rebbe comes before the father. And Imo kodem is l'kulam, but the mother comes before everybody. Okay. Then it says Chacham Kodem, all these priorities, all these precedent situations. The Gemara spells it out. Hori Yisrael Gimel Aleph. Chacham Kodem Melech Yisrael. Okay. Without the Chacham, we have nobody to replace it. Melech can get the next Melech the next day. Right. The Melech dies. Okay. Very sad. You have a new Melech the next day. Okay. Melech Kodem with Kohen Gadol. Okay. But the Melech is before Kohen Gadol. He quotes a Pasuk. I didn't print the Pasuk, did I? Yeah, I did. Down below, the Pesukim are printed. Melech Aleph, Perek Aleph. Right? So the Melech goes before the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol is before a Navi. Okay? Again, all from the Pesukim in Melech Aleph, Perek Aleph, starting in Pasuk Lamed Beis. They learn after the Pesukim. Melech David, Kiruli Litzarek HaKohen, and so on. So this mention who he mentions first, and so on. So the Kohen Gadol comes before the Navi. You can read through the Gemara. And another Pasuk in Zechariah, that a Kohen Gadol comes before a Navi, because it says Zechariah Paragimel Pasuk Ches Shmani Yeshua Kohen Gadol Kohen Hagadol Ato Reecha Yeshua Vanecha Kianche Mofes Hema. Mofes means a Navi, because the Pasuk in Parashas Re'eh in the Rami Gimel Chaf 40 says a Navi gives a Mofes. Okay, fine. So all these again, and then it says within the Kohanim. Okay, Mashuach b'Shem and Amishka Karam Ruv Gadim. A Kohen Gadol has been anointed with the Shem and Amishka, comes before a Kohen Gadol who wasn't, who only became a Kohen Gadol because he wore the garment. Ruv Gadim Karam Mashiach, Shabbat Machmas Kiro. He comes before a Kohen who had to be removed because of Tumah. Mashiach Shabbat Machmas Kiro Kodim Laver Machmas Mumo. He's removed because of a blemish. Yeah, well, again, a whole list. Okay, and he comes before the Mashuach Muhammad, the Mashuach Muhammad before the Sagan, the assistant, and the Amarko, who's like the Gabbai, and so on. So, again, you can read through these rules, all these different, again, we don't have them, they're not really practical today. In terms of the Rebbe and the father, though, I want to mention, take a look, it's in Bav Metzia also, in Eilam Metzias. Now, if Lamed Gimon Aleph, the Mishnah says in 35, Avedoso Avedos Aviv, Avedoso Kodemes, but Avedoso Avedos Rabbo, Shalom Kodem. Okay. Your Aveda always comes first. But Aveda's Aviv, Aveda's Rabbo, Hashavas Aveda to your Rebbe, to your father, the Rebbe first. Why? Sha'aviv yulo mazeh, Rabbi Rabbo, Shalindo Torah, Shalindo Chacham, Aviyah Lechayim Abba. Okay. Unless him Avo Chacham, Shalom Kodem. But the father's also Tam Chacham, also taught him. So then he comes before the Rebbe. But if the father's not, the Rebbe comes first because he teaches him Torah. Again, going back to what I said before, it has to do with overall value, so to speak, in the community. That's the reason the Mishnah gives him Bo Metzi. And Krisus, it gives a different reason. The Mishnah Krisus, Chof Ches Lala, 36, says, Harav Kodem is Avo Chomokim, Neshu Aviv, Chayim Kod Rabbo. The father also has to respect the Rebbe, the Talmud Chacham. So therefore, the son has to respect the father and the Talmud Chacham. The father also has to respect the Talmud Chacham, so he comes first. Okay? So however, the Sefer Chassidim puts an important caveat in Siman Tov Kuf Pei Hei, in the Sefer Chassidim 37, Avedos Rabbo Kodemus, Avedos Oviv, that's Kishain Oviv, Maskiliv no Rab, that the father doesn't pay. The father doesn't pay the Rebbe. If the father pays the Rebbe, pays the tuition for the Rebbe to teach, okay, and the Rebbe doesn't teach him otherwise for free, so then the father gets precedence. That's an important caveat. Okay, the psukim we saw, the Meiri in 41, Horius Yud Gimel Aleph, the Meiri goes through the different examples of the of the different Kohanim, Meshuach Mechama, and explains what each one of them is. The Skan was the assistant Kohen, and so now we can look through the, I mean, it gives an example of who's who, and he has a whole list of the priorities there. Again, most of that is not really relevant today, since we don't have the Kohanim, but if you're interested in seeing what different Kohanim did, one was a treasurer and one was in charge of other things, you can read through that Meiri. The next mission in Horios, all this, again, we started with the mission at Beis on Beis, which says about the Kohen, Kolam HaKudosh Kodem. Then we saw the man and a woman and then different applications of that. Then there's the mission Horios, and the next mission Horios, same doubt. You give them an Aleph, 42. The mission says, Kohen Kodem LeLevi, Levi LeYisrael, Yisrael LeMamzer, Mamzer LeNasin. Nasin were the descendants of the Givonim, who converted, but it was a fake array. They came to Yoshua. Remember the Givonim? They came to Yoshua, and they claimed that they came from some distance. Really, they were one of the seven nations supposed to be destroyed, and they came and disguised themselves and claimed to have traveled from a long distance. They wanted to be converted and so on, and they joined up, and Yoshua accepted them, and then he realized he was duped, but the conversion was valid, so they became Nesinim. They were given over to the menial labor. Anyway, Nesin comes before a different gear. A gear comes before an Eved Meshuchar and so on. But then it says, Amosai bisman shekulam shavim. That's only assuming they're all of equal status. Avalim haya mamzer tamar chacham. The Kohen Gadol ama aretz. Mamza Tamar Chacham Kodem Lekom Gadol Amaretz, the Mishnah says. Right? So again, it goes back to before, what I said before, the status is the contribution overall to the community. Okay? And the Tiferes Rosh says in Lamed Gimel, right? And that Mishnah Ber Gimel, Mishnah Ches, this is, it's also Lamed Gimel. Koin Kono Levi Lechol Dovish HaRevach Ot Kol Kovid. Okay, we'll see some of the details of that in just a moment. Rabbi Chana Wasserman has an interesting comment in the Kovitz Shurim and Psalkim Ozhei, where this is quoted. He says, we should not think that this means that a person has the right himself to make a choice and to act and say, for example, if a person is, you can't kill somebody else because you actively do something to somebody else just because you think you're more important. And he writes, "Afilu who got us regdolim, achar kach mektanim. Afilu rosha calls man shaliyatz mechal nisecha. Okay, mikol mokom. I mean, my chazis. Remember that Gemara says, how do you know his blood is redder? Your blood is redder than his blood, right? My chazis. You can't kill somebody even if you're threatened. You're threatened. It's your heart. Right? Somebody hold a gun to your head and said, if you don't shoot that guy, I'm going to shoot you, right? So usually you can violate any nitz in the Torah, any aver in the Torah, if your life is at stake, right? If they tell you, either eat on Yom Kippur, I'm going to blow your head off, to eat on Yom Kippur, or either you eat chametz on Pesach, or you violate Shabbos, or whatever it is, I'm going to kill you. So then you let yourself violate the aver, right? Yavar al yahorig. But one of them you're not allowed to do, one of the three, besides the Avodah Zarah, Gilei Aroeh, is murder. You can't kill somebody else because to save your own life. You can't actively kill someone to save your own life because who says your life is worth more? So Hanan says, don't, even if it objectively might be worth more. Okay, this guy is a Tamachol, the other guy is a Rasha, whatever. I says, you can't kill the person. So the Rechonin says, but isn't that against this Sugi and Horius that says the Kol Mekudesh Mechavero, Kol Mechavero, and Tamil Chacham comes before and Amaretz and so on. So why don't we apply that here? So he says, no, that's only in Sheval Taisa. That's a song, right? You can't actively act on any of these comments and say, well, I'm a Kohen, therefore this guy is only a Levi, so therefore I can kill him to save my own life. A Kohen's higher than a Levi. So the Rechonin, no, you can't do that. Okay, you can't actively, this is only talking in passive, or someone else, a third party, has to make a choice, right? But the person himself, you can't actively say, I'm going to kill that guy. It says in the Horius that a Kohen is higher than a Levi. It says in the Horius that a man is before a woman, so therefore I'll shoot her to save my own life. No, okay, if somebody bursts into the room and he can only has time to shoot, he has one bullet or whatever, okay, not, to save only one person, so then you have that shikul hadas, but not actively to act on it. The Gemara there in Horius Yud Gimel Amud Aleph 45, the Gemara says, Kohen Kodem Levi, it quotes our Pasuk that we started with way back in the beginning, not the Pasuk in Va'era, but rather the Pasuk in Divrei Yom Aleph Perkav Gimel, source number two. We said here in our Sedra, it just identifies that Amram fathered Aaron and Moshe, but in Divrei Yomim, Divrei Yom Aleph Perkav Gimel, Pasuk Yud Gimel, back in source two, it says that when Aaron, Amram fathered Aaron and Moshe, it says right away, and Aaron was set aside to be the Kohanim and so on, and ultimately, Moshe's family remained Levium. So that pasuk is quoted over here to indicate that's the proof that Kohen is higher than Levi, and a Levi is higher than Yisrael, because that other pasuk we saw, Ba'isahi, Hivdal Hashem, is Shevet Levi, and so on. And Yisrael comes before a Mamzer because he has more Yichas. And a Mamzer before the synagogue, because whatever he goes, the Mamzer Sof comes from a Jewish person. He didn't have Avera, but the seed that produced him is a Jewish seed, and then not as opposed to Nesin. And a sin was before a ger because he was grew up among the Jewish people. You have all the rules, and a ger is before an eved because an eved was a bichlal orer, and a ger never was bichlal orer. All right, but Amosai says in the Gemara 45, the last line, "Bizman shukon shoven." How do we know that's true? Because Amar Racha Bar Chanina, Damar Kro Yikara him ipninim. Okay, Yikara he referring to the Torah. Yikara he mipninim. That's a pasuk in Mishnah. I printed down at 50. Paragimel pasuk tazvav. Yikara he mipninim, and it's in the missing nun in the print in the written version. So it means mifnim, right? The Torah elevates you even above those who go mifnim. Okay, just before we get to that, you look in the Rashi's. Okay, 46 Rashi and Horis and Gimel Aleph quotes that pasuk in the very own Aleph that we started with. The Chsiv Vayibod El Aaron Alma Kohen Adam Milevi. And as far as the convert, he was originally a Bichlal Orer, right? We know that, from the Pesukim Parshas Noach. Vayikatz Noach Miyeno, right? And he said Orer Kenan and so on. So it's an Eved Kenani. He started off Orer, so he's on a lower rung. On the other hand, Levi was in a higher rung, and Pesukim Parshas Ekev, Dvorim Perek Yud, Pesuk Ches, Vayisahiv Dil Hashem Hashem Levi, etc. Again, I print a little Pesukim, interested in investigating things further. What does it mean, Yikarahim Ipninim? You know, pina means pearls. The Torah is more precious than pearls. However, there's a little bit of a, shall we say, a play on words, okay? the Rambam Hilchos Talmud Torah, Per Gimel Alocha Gimel, writes, Amr Chachamim Mamzit Talmud Chachamim Kodim Lekon Gadol Amarish Shneimai Yikari Mipninim Mikoyin Gadol Shenichmas Lifnai VeLifnim. It's a play on words Mipninim. He who went inside. Okay, that's how the Miri and Horius also, and that Daf Gimel Aleph 52 Af Eilu B'Shuviyar No Mamzit Talmud Chachamim, because Mipninim means who goes inside. Nior Sameach and not Rambam Per Gimel Alocha Beis 53 says, because it's spelled without the nun, Mipniim, L'chein Darsh, Lifnai V'Lifnim. Okay, so again, the Torah sort of elevates your status. As a side point, the Tiferes Yisrael, okay, there in Horius, again, the Perek Gimel Meshaches, in Oslam and Zion, the Ger takes the precedence over Eved Meshuchar, because an Eved is from Zerah Kenan, who had Orer, Kohen Gadol Amoretz. He wonders in Lamed Ches, how do you have a Kohen Gadol Amoretz? The Kohen Gadol has to know all the dinim, how to bring Kari of a Kohen Gadol was an Amoretz. So he said, during the time of the second base Hamikdash, unfortunately, the Kohen Gadol office was bought. Very often people bribe their way in and so on. And we have Gemara's approved that. And therefore, you could well have a Kohen Gadol who wasn't so knowledgeable at all. Okay. Anyway, that's, yeah. The only thing is, he says that at the end now, nowadays, we'll come to that point in a second, but nowadays we give a coin the first aliyah no matter what, even if there's a big Talmud Chacham present. We'll come back to that. There's also a question about the Levi. When is that true that Levi has precedence over Yisrael? So the Pasuk in Parshas Re'eh, this is all side point in 55, Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Yud Tes, Yishom Elcha Pentazo as HaLevi, Kol Yomecha Al Admosecha. Don't abandon the Levi. Al Admosecha says Rashi there in Re'eh. Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Yud Tes, 56, Rashi says, Abba Begola Ein Chamuz Al Aviyos Mi'ani Yisrael. Outside of Eretz Yisrael, you don't have to worry about the Levi above and beyond any other Jew, if it's stuck or for any other reason. And that's based on the Sifrei, Pisca Ayin Dalad in Parshas Re'eh, 57, Al Admosecha Velo Begola. So that's a question. The Be'er Sheva, Yisrael Be'er Islandson, an early Achron, his commentary is an extensive commentary on Masechus Horius. So there in Horius, if you give him, he discusses whether that's true. Do we accept that halacha? But sometimes that plays a role in with aliyahs. Let's say there's no coin. Should the Levi get the first aliyah? Already once you can go right to the Yisrael. Different shuls have different minhagim. Okay, if there's no coin, there are Leviim. So it may relate. Maybe the chiyuv to give a kovet to Levi is only in the time of the Beis Hamikdash. They quote that as Yushalmi and Brachas Parakei Alach Adalad 59, Amar Bishur Ben Levi Miyamai Lo Barach Tifnei Kovelo Anachti Yisrael Levarach Lefanei. Bishur Ben Levi was a Levi, apparently, and he said, "I never took precedence of a coin, but no other Jew, no other Yisrael went before me." So that's a question. That's even after the Beis Hamikdash. So that's a question. The Rambam there in the Parish of Mishnah Horis Paragimim Sechas, after listing off all the things with the Kahuna, discussed that a little bit also. As far as a coin, so we know, as I said before, the coin takes precedence. Let's just see the halacha. In 61, the Rambam Hilchos Klei Hamikdash Paragdal Halacha Tes, Halacha Yutes, I mean, Kohen Gadol, Meshuach, Kodom, Rumu Begadim. He goes through all the rules of the Kohen Gadol. That's who comes first. And in Hilchos Trila, Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Yud Ches, 62, the Rambam Paskin, Bechol Kriya Ukriya Me'elu Ka'elu Kohen Kor Rishon Rachav Lev Acha Yisrael. Okay, Uminik Pashur Hu, the widespread Minik today, is Afilu Kohen Amaretz, Kodom Likos Vinei Chacham Gadol Yisrael. You can have the big Rosh Hashiva in the room, the Kohen gets the Aliyah first. Despite the Gemara saying that the person of Talmud Chacham gets present, that's not our practice. And that's what it says in the Shulchan Aruch also, Orachayim Sim Kuf Lamed Hei and Siv Gimel, Kohen Kore Batorah Rishon, Achrav Lev Acha Yisrael, Siv Dalad, Haminik HaPashur, Afilu Kohen Amaretz, Kodom Likos Vinei Chacham Gadol Yisrael. The Mishabur and Siv Katan Tes over there in Sim Kuf Lamed Hei said that's been accepted, that that no matter what, we always give the coin first, even if he's not necessarily a Talmud Chacham. In terms of leading the benching, so in Hilchus, the laws of benching, so Simon Reish Aleph, Arachayim Siv Beis, the Shulchan Aruch says, Lo Yaktim Chacham Yisrael Kohen Aretz Levarach Lefon of Derech Chok HaMishpat, Havalos Elecham Roshus B'Shivarach. By benching, you have a choice. The Talmud Chacham shouldn't bench first if the coin wants to, but the coin has the right to give it to the Talmud Chacham. Okay? But if the Talmud Chacham himself is a Talmud Chacham, then for sure he should go first. Okay? And the Mishnah Berurah says, but if they're both the same, either way, they're both Talmud Chacham, or neither of them are Talmud Chacham. Right? So then, then the coin should go first. All right, again, I don't want to belabor that point too much, but the Mishnah Berurah in Simchat and Yud Gimel adds on Liftoach Rishon, he wonders, all right, our minig is yes, by Kriyas HaTorah, we always let the coin go first. By other things, we always, by benching, even if someone else benches, but you say Brishus HaKohanim. And Mr. Brewer wonders, why don't we give the coin the first cut of meat and all these other things? He's wondering. Look at the last couple of lines of that Mr. Brewer in Sukkot and Yud Gimel in some Reish Aleph 66. V'tzarech Ian Lama Ein Nizhar Nachshav L'Hakdim L'Koin L'Chol Anamili. You know, why don't we do it? He says, I don't know. It's a L'Chatchili, you probably should. For whatever reason, we don't do it by any of the things other than by benching and by Kriyas HaTorah. It's interesting that we don't do it. Okay. But anyway, that's the Mishnah Berurah wonders about it. In the Yoredeya, in some Reish Mem Gimel Siv Zion, when it talks about a Talmud Chacham, so getting a certain precedence, the Shulchan Aruch writes, or Amor really writes, in the second line of 67, Aval Ein Din Talmud Chacham Zman Hazeh. We may not have a din of Talmud Chacham. The opposite we said a different time. You know, previously everyone should be like a Talmud Chacham. But here, perhaps we don't have a din of Talmud Chacham. Okay? And the Mishnah Berurah says in a different context in Or HaChaim Sim Tov Kuf Mem Zayin, the laws of Tainus, the details are important now. So, caught in Yud Beis, he writes, Talmud Chacham means someone you can ask halacha and he always knows, and so on. Ein bismanenu Talmud Chacham kazeh. So, maybe that whole precedence of Talmud Chacham doesn't apply anymore either. It's interesting that the Rambam Lahalacha does not, in the Mishnah Torah, quote the man coming for the woman. He outlines his dinim in Hilchos Matnasanim, which is Tukit. It's in 69, Perek Ches, okay, starting Halacha Tesvav. Ha'isha kodemes le'ish, for food and for clothing and so on, because the man can beg and so on, okay. Halacha Tezayin, Yosom Yosoma Shabalahasi Osan. Again, the male and the female need money for a wedding, you give money to the woman first, okay, for the reasons we mentioned before. Halacha Yedzayin, Ha'yu lefaninu aniyim harbe, if there are many poor people, okay, or there are many people who need to talk and so on. So then the Rambam brings this sugya, Magdimen es HaKohen, Levi, so it does not bring Ish Lisha. Doesn't mention. I mean, I don't know why he doesn't. He said in the Parish HaMishnah, like we learned earlier, that the man has greater Kedusha because of the extra mitzvahs and so on, as we explained in tying it into the Yerushalmi, that it's because of more value to the community. But he doesn't mention that here. He just says you go to Kohen before Levi, Levi before Yisrael, and all those things we said before. And then Lachir Ches, he says in that case, if you have a Talmud Chacham, the Talmud Chacham goes first, even though we saw perhaps the Shulchan Aruch not like that. In Shulchan Aruch Yaradei Hilchos Tokeh, Sim Reish Nun Aleph Siv Ches, here he says, Ish V'isha Shabal L'shal Mozon, Magdimen Isha L'ish. If a man and a woman are seeking food, you give to the woman before the man. V'cheini Bo Yosem Yosom L'nosei Magdim L'asi Yosoma. Marriage, you marry off the girl first. And in Siv Tes, he writes again, if you have a lot of aniyim, a lot of people need it, then we go to the rules of Kohen before Levi and so on and so forth. Okay. And again, if one of them is his Rebbe gets precedence, and we saw that before. The Shach, full disclosure there in Sim Reish Tanaf, Siv Katan Yud Aleph 71, the Shach brings up in Tovim Benar, they're both drowning, so then you go to the man first, and that's what he says. Remember before, we said not all of Rishonim, some Rishonim said Lahacheos means to provide food, in which case it wouldn't have any guidance in terms of saving a life. Maybe you make your own decision. Yeah, we say women and children first in secular society, right? But in other words, what I said before, remember the Lahachil, what does Lachayosa mean in that mission, Horius, to keep alive? So some say it means in a Pikuach Mefik situation. Others said it means providing food. And here we pass from providing food, perhaps the woman goes first. On the other hand, maybe that's Lahachayos, so that's part of that machlokas. The Shach says that Achila is not included in Lahachayos, like those were shown him, and therefore Lahachayos, if it's Mamish Pikuach Nevis, they're both drowning in the river, so then you save the man first. But again, it doesn't appear like that. It doesn't appear one or the other in the Rambam or in the Shulchan Aruch over there. And again, the rest of the Shachs, again, we saw the different reasons why the Seder Hakadima, the Seder Adifus, is what it, is the way we presented it out. There's also a discussion he mentions about in the pigeon tree, the mother comes before everybody. Does that mean the mother comes before even for yourself? But it's only yourself always comes first. Okay, again, we can we can look at the Nosa Kelim as we go weiter. Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perakei Halacha Aleph, the Rambam writes in 72, Kishem She'odom Mitzuvah Kvod Aviv, you're also, just like you have to honor your parents, you have to honor your Rebbe, because the father and mother brought you into this world, but the Rebbe brings you Olam Haba, and that's why Shavuos Aveder comes, you give to your Rebbe back first, okay, but these, and same thing with Pidyon Shruyim, you redeem your Rebbe before, but if the father, the parents also Talmud Chachamim, or if they, we mentioned before from the Sefer Chassidim, if they pay for it, and so on, that's different. Hilchos Gzeilah V'Aveda, Hashavas Aveda, Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Aleph 73, the Rambam paskins, Misha Avdalo Aveda, Upoga Bavedos of Avedas Chaveiro. So if obviously, and here's the key point along this entire discussion, im yochel lahachzir shtein, if you can give back both, then how do you do both? Again, all these questions about priority is only if you can only do one, or which one do you do first? But obviously you try and do everything. If you only can do one, so then you give to your Rebbe beforehand. Okay? First of all, you take care of yourself first. That's an aloch aleph. And aloch beis, it says you take care of your Rebbe before the father for the reasons we mentioned before. In Shulchan Aruch, Simon Reish Mem Beis of Yoredeh, Siflam and Dalet. Okay, again, we see the same thing, that the Rebbe's come before the father, the way we mentioned before. But he does mention at the end, that Sefer Hasidim, Yesh Omrim, the Rabbo, Kodol Ovev, Hanu Shalom, and the Rabbi Chinam. The Rebbe teaches for free, but if the father's paying for it, then that's his chus. So he goes first. In Hilchos Toka, the next Simon, that was when we saw Reish Nun Aleph before, and Reish Nun Beis, okay, Sifcha 75, Podim Ha'isha, Kodim Ha'ish, okay, you redeem a captive. The woman comes first. You redeem the woman first. Unless there's a concern for Mishkav Zohar, for homosexual relations, then the man comes first. And here in parentheses in the Ramah, again, it didn't appear in the Rambam, it didn't appear in the Mechaber. We saw the Beis Yosef, but not in the Mechaber. Here we saw the Shulchan Aruch says, Im Shneim Rotzim Litva Banar, if they're both, Rotzim doesn't mean they want. Not they're trying. They're about to drown in the river, okay? Hatzolos Ish Kodim, okay? No, not they did on purpose. That's Tzolos Ish Kodim. Then you save the father first from that sugya and the horios. Siftes, again, he and the father, you take care of yourself for it, the Rebbe, all these things. Im Ish Ishto Shruyim and Sifyed, man or woman, so the Ishto Kodem is low. Okay? The Taz points out, Siv Kotten Vov there in 76, in Sim Reish Nun Beis, okay, Im Hashem wrote some Litpah, Pirish, She Ish Ish Ahim B'Sakonis Tviyah, they're both being drowned, and you can only save one of them. So in that case, you have to save the woman. And he says, apparently, that's true, Mimele L'chol Sakonis Shal Misa, any life and death situation. So then the man comes first. Nearly atam sheish chayav tvei mitzvahs, like we mentioned before, had to do with mitzvahs, and that's also the Shach also says in terms of that. Again, the mother comes first because the embarrassment, maybe even before you. Okay. Well, halacha lemaisa now to the last 50 minutes of the shiur. Okay. You know, what do we do when we have a medical question of triage and so on? We have the sugya and horius. We have the, certainly when it comes to tzedakah, pidyon shvuim, we have guidelines that are presented in the Shulchan Aruch. Some say that in terms of life and death, it would appear from, at least in that Ramah that we just read, it's in Reish Nun Beis, Reish Nun Beis in Sifches, and from the Shach earlier in Reish Nun Aleph, and from the Beis Yosef himself says, even though he doesn't bring the Shulchan Aruch, that in terms of life and death, men come before women. The question is, are there other criteria to bear in mind? Because remember, this is only, we sort of, when everybody is the same, when all else is equal. This is the default, okay, the tiebreaker. But what about other things? So the fact is, it would appear that there are other issues to take in mind, keep in mind as well. The Sefer Chassidim writes in Siman Tov Shin Chof Dalad, 78, Trefa ve'echad chai bori. What if you have, someone is a trefa, I mean, he's very ill, okay, and trefa usually means he won't live out the year, based on our best medical information. And it's a question of saving him or saving somebody who's healthy. Never mind man and woman here, or Cohen and Levi. Says him, the suffix, you can't save them both. So then, yatzil hachai habori. Okay, who has the greater chance to live? Okay, you're not sure you can even save either of them. Who has the greater chance to live? So it says you take the person with the greater chance to live. The Ber Hetev and Archaim Sin Shin Lamed Dalet talking in Hilchos Shabbos that if there's a fire, that's the context. Okay, so it says over there in Sivkot and Chav Beis in the Ber Hetev. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah brings it as well in Simon and Sivkot and Samach Ches in 80. Okay, they both say Bori Mesukan, Bori Kodem based on a Tzeif Chesidim. Okay, if you have a choice and you're suffering, you're not sure. Then you try and save the person who is most likely to live, you know, to live for a long time if you save him, as opposed to the other person. Rabbi Kiva Eger also brings this in Yoredei Simon Shin Lamed Tes in Ilchus Cholim and so on. Sif Aleph, he says also Chai Bori Kodem L'Chai Mesukan. Okay, it's someone who's healthy and you can save him. And it takes precedence. Someone who's unhealthy and you can save him. Of course, it's difficult to mean what is unhealthy, but we're talking about right now. You know, perhaps the person couldn't live out the year. So that is another set of criteria to bear in mind. Okay, never mind man and woman and Cohen and Levi, anything else. Who has the greater chance of living after if you save them? Who has a greater, you know, the other person? you know, if they're gonna, if, you know, he's dying anyway. So you put him on a ventilator, he's going to live an extra 3 days. The other person you put on a ventilator is going to live for the next 25 years. So then, again, I have to make that shikla das. Again, it's a tragic decision. Nobody says this is a decision that people have to make. But lamaisa, you know, at the beginning of this epidemic, this pandemic, you know, people in hospitals did have to make those decisions. So that, again, these, I'm just trying to go through what Chazal present without the pasuk anything. I wouldn't presume to pasuk in these cases. Another issue, okay, what if you have the Prima Godim says, and also in Hilchos Shabbos, and the Mishpas Ozov and Simen Shin Chav Ches the Kot Nalav, Mikol Mokom Im Yesh Echad Shevadai Mesukon, Kal Pi Arof Gadom, Vizeh Sofek, Rufuchas Achas Emes Ebozim, Habadai Dochis HaSofek. Okay, again, with this guy, this treatment's going to work. With this guy, I'm not sure the treatment's going to work. So Vada is Sofek, I don't know if the treatment's going to work. Okay, and it's not enough. So you have to take the person that Vada, this treatment's going to work for him. All right. Now we find an interesting thing in a separate area of halacha. All right. So again, that's in terms of Sofek and Vadai. Okay. So it's two things we just mentioned. We mentioned who has a better chance of living and who it's related, but who is, would we know that this particular treatment is going to cure him? The other person, we're not even sure it's going to help him. So that's another thing to bear in mind. There's a sugi which at first appears to be unrelated. The Gemara in Pasuk and Chumash Dvarim, Dvarim Parak Aleph Pasuk Yud Zayin, says, "Lo sakir uponim mishpah." When it comes to a bezdin ruling, you can't show favoritism. Don't be afraid of anybody. Kakoton kagodol tishmon. Listen to the simple person and to the great person. The same thing. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin Chesem and Aleph says 90. Kakoton kagodol tishmon. Amar ish lakish. Sheichov lachadin shoputik and shomei money. Right? It doesn't matter. This guy's suing him for 1 cent. The other guy's suing him for $100,000. It doesn't make a difference. You have to treat the case. The Gemara says, Lemai Hilchaso. Of course you do. Ile Meluna Bey or Mipsika. You have to paskin and treat the case. Seriously. Of course you do. We'll treat the obvious. Elak Dume. Oh, which case do you do first? Okay, which do the case do first? It says here the Rashi, like Duma in Balafana Radin Shal Pruta, Bihazu Badin Echad Shomana, Hakodul Fanecha, Hakdem Lachtoch. Whoever came first gets judged first. So now this is another criterion. When did they come? All right, here, you know, this is a minor, small claims case. This is a major case. Okay, it doesn't matter. You deal with whatever came first. The Rambam brings in Hilchos Sanhedrin, Parakof Halacha Yud, Al Tomar Shekol V'Mishu Yishpo Otzos Momen Harbe Mizeh Nesinoz La'olam Yehi Din Elef Mona V'Din Pruta Achas Shabim Enecho L'Chol Davi. You have to treat it the same. This guy came first, and he's suing for a minuscule amount of money, whatever, or an argument about, you know, a small debt. Another has an argument about a big debt. It doesn't matter. Hilchos Dayonim Shulchan Aruch Choshen Mishpat Tzim Tez Vav Sif Aleph Tzarech Hadayin Sheyaktim L'Odun Adin Shebolafon of Trila. You have to deal with the case that came first. Okay, now, it mentions, yeah, what about a Talmud Chacham, because you're Mevatlim from learning. That's what he discusses over there. Maybe we should give him a precedence for a different reason. It goes back to what we said before. Okay, and the Sma in Sukkot and Aleph said, it's not who shows up in court first, but whose case, you know, comes up first. You know, you don't, just because the guy, he came in at 6:30 in the morning, and the other guy came when he was called at 9. It doesn't matter which, you know, who's there first when the judge calls. That's how the, but otherwise, it's Kakot and Gadol Tishmon. Okay, and then he elaborates on it, it's Cotton Hay. Now, another relevant case is similar to that. In Parshas Kedoshim, Perek Yud Tes, Pasuk Tes Vav, it says, Lo Sasu Ovo B'Mishpat. Don't do anything wrong in justice. And Parshas Shoftim, a similar Pasuk, Perek Tes Zayin, Pasuk Ches Dvorim, Tzedek, Tzedek Tirdof. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Lama Beis, Lama Beis, explains, why do you need two things? Either what does it mean, Tzedek, Tzedek Tirdof? Why do you need two psukim? So it says, two boats are trying to cross the same passage. Stay Nahara, stay Strinos, Ovos Benara, Pogu Zebezeh. Right? They're going to bang into each other. Question, who gets to go through first? Okay, if they both go through, they're both going to sink. There's not enough room. Okay, they go one after the other, they'll make it. So who goes first? So it has the same thing. Two camels are trying to get through. It's a narrow passageway. Same thing. Who goes first? All right. So it says, well, there's some things. Tu'una v'sheina tuna, tidacha v'sheina tuna v'tuna. If one is carrying a heavy load, so he gets precedence of the one carrying the other load. Okay, if one is nearer to the destination, then he gets the precedence and so on. They have rules, but if everything else is equal, it says, hatel pshara b'neihem. Okay, they have to work it out. Okay, you'll go first. You have to pace and work it out. And he mentions, you know, Rashi fills in the blanks. He mentions the place that's mentioned, Malos Beis Choron. It was a narrow, narrow place or whatever. The Rambam brings us the halacha, Hilchos Rotzeach Perek Yud Gimel Halacha Yud Beis, two boats or two people crossing and so on and so forth. And he said, that's what it means, Tzedek Tzedek Tirdof, or Tzedek Tishbot Amisecha. You have to work it out. There's some sort of a pshar. You have to work things out. Shulchan Aruch has it in some Reish Ayin Beis of Choshen Mishpat Sif Yud Dalad, the same thing. And you take into account other factors. All right. What's interesting is what I really quoted this for was for the Meiri in 101 Sanhedrin, Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis, on that daf. Okay. The Meiri goes through all these things and he says the same thing is true towards the end after he explains all these things about the camels and the boats. At the end, he says, Mechain, same logic, says the Meiri at the end of that piece. And Sanhedrin, Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis, 101, he says, Mechain, Barim, Nechola, Mechol, Kyotze, Bazem. Again, you have to fuse the seichel, so to speak, and figure out who is healthy, who's sick. So again, we see other things that are brought up in these cases. And, you know, and then what happens if all else is equal? So aside from all the sugyan horiyas, we mentioned who is a suffolk versus vadai, okay? Who has a greater chance of surviving, okay? And who got there first and so on. These are all other things that are brought into the mix and working out the details. So just the last number of sources that I printed were more contemporary type tshuvas that deals with these things. They deal with these things. So Rav Moshe Feinstein is a tshuva. Igros Moshe, Choshen Mishpach, Chelek Beis, Simon Ayin Gimel, Oz Beis, Shnei Cholim, She'echot Tzorach Lipur, Vadai, V'hurak L'chai Yishoah. Okay? He's not going to live that long. It's Chai Yishoah. Now, we treat every moment of life as sanctified. So Chai Yishoah, temporary life, is of value. Okay? But the other person is, we're not sure he needs it, but on the other hand, if he gets it, so then, you know, then he's going to live for a long time. And again, he deals with these questions with Dvar Shnei Cholim. Okay. Echad Shalafi Umdila the Harofim Urak Ripul Chai Shah, Lahar Chom and Mashiach Efshon will extend his life, which is important. Okay. But, you know, sometimes it's going to relieve pain and so on. Okay. But he's going to still need Tipul Nimratz, as he extends on the second line of the next page, emergency room, written out in nice Hebrew letters, right? Emergency room and so on. There's only one bed. Okay, again, a medical problem, a triage, Yesham Rakabitachas, Mikodem, and so on. All right, so he, again, he deals with this, and he says you have to figure out, you know, who has the greater chance of living, okay? And obviously the person who can live a long time, that's the one who gets precedence. But he says that's only true if they came at the same time. Okay, that's what Moshe says, that they both came together. Yeah, but once you started dealing with the other person, so then you have to, even though the new person who came in has a greater chance or whatever, or is it less of a suffix, whatever the circumstances are, it doesn't matter. Okay, once you started, a tam posha, the vada chaya haroy lisvap, and achos kaim ob chaya ruli shite derek stam, you know, once a person started to be dealt with, so then you have to continue. And, yep. So that's what Moshe mentions in this tshuva. In a different tshuva, Chelek Beis, Simon Ayin Hey, what is defined as Chai Yishoah? So in Oz Beis, he defines that again, living out a year, being able to live out a year according to the doctor's decisions. And at the end of Beis, look what he writes. He says, you have to, whoever was called first, if all else was equal. And if that is the same, then you fall back on a sugin horius. Or you cast lots, which what a lot of people have said about the current distribution of the, you know, the COVID vaccine. They should have done it, or should through some sort of lottery. It's very difficult to, you know, this guy's a social worker, and this guy once volunteered, and somebody else has a cousin who's once in a hospital, so they're all entitled. You know, it's very, very strange the way that's being carried out. But in any event, that's what he says. But on the other hand, in Ozayan, he writes, a person's very old, we don't take into account, well, he's lived a long life anyway. He's had a pretty good life. He lived a long year. That we don't take into account. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Arbach, okay, Chuvas Mincha Shlomo Tinyana, Simon Pei Vav, Os Aleph, he quotes a primigarim, and he refers to the sugya in Horius. But he says, look on the end of the second line. But ayin b'sof mesechus Horius b'mishnah of Gemara seish al divus b'natzala and so on. Ach koshvani shebizmanenu kosher meod lisnaheg lefize. Shlomo Zalman writes, bizmanenu, it's very hard to carry things out based on that. Okay, and certainly says to take a machshir neshama, a hanshama, you know, we call a ventilator, a breathing apparatus, when somebody already has it because he's in a more dangerous, he's not going to live that long anyhow, to take it away. He does, it's a tshuva, you know, it was written to, you know, to doctors and so on. And again, it's worthwhile to read. And he says that, you know, we're not going to follow, we're going to follow who has a greater chance of survival. But again, he says that if if the person already has it or it's been reserved for somebody else and so on, you're not allowed to take it and steal it and so on to use it. Anyway, that's what the Shlomo Zalman deals with. The Lezio de Waldenberg, who was the Rav in Shari Tzedek for many years, Tshuvas Titzel Yezach Helikud Chesim and Samach Tes, and it was Aleph. He quotes the person was asking, what about the Sugyan Horus? He has it said the end of Aleph, Umina Ga'olam Lokein. Okay, Ela Shabidar Klal Hochim Lufia Tor. Okay, today we don't take into account that minigin, the Mishsugin Horus. We go by based on being online. When your turn, when your number comes up, okay? And he says, is that true? He's asked, is this a valid way of doing something and so on? And he says, and Oz Gimli doesn't think that's right. He says, just to say you have a tour, what, you showed up first, the other guy couldn't find the parking spots, he came in afterwards. He says the tour, the line works only once the doctor's there. Not that, you know, you hopped around, like you wait online for tickets, you know, so you came the night before. Okay, anyway, no, it doesn't work like that. He said, that's not, it has to be once the doctor showed up. In a different tshuva, again, it's late, so I don't have time to go through all the things, but Chelik Yud Zayin, it's Tetzel, is a Simon Ayin base. Okay, again, he writes, he quotes in Tezvav, he says the Sugyan Horius, which appears, but again, it's difficult to rely on that today, okay? And certainly, he said before, and that's not, we're not talking about giving somebody over, you know, in hand, actually, actively, like we mentioned before. And he also refers to some who say that that sugya is not talking about pikuach nefesh. Look at the bracket at the end of Tezvav. Okay, against the Tazen Shach that we saw earlier. Okay, so again, he mentions the issue of who is more healthy, who stands a better chance of living, who has a more greater suffix and who has a less of a suffix. So those are the things that he brings in mind, okay, he bears in mind. And also, as you said before, who got there first, but as he said in the other tshuva, not who got there first, but once the doctor got there and begun treating, so then you can't take somebody off. Let's just look at Chav Beis, the top of the next page, B'sikum. Mikola Omanirli La Halacha Kiyofi Atakana was Shatikna on Holos Base Home Johannesburg. That's who's yes. Rav Sternbuch, Shlita. Moshe Sternbuch sent this Shiloh to Tzitz Eliezer. Moshe Sternbuch, some of you may know, author of Modim Zmanim and his Chuvas and so on, Chuvas on Huggers, was in Johannesburg for half the year, for quite a number of years. He would go live in Yerushalayim, would go. Anyway, since the hospital in Johannesburg says that Tzitz Eliezer, they did the right thing. They said you can't use, since people are brought in every day that are in an emergency situation, you can't use up the one respirator or ventilator for someone who's only in a suffix and so on, just to, you know, because if it's true that every day people come in. So anyway, that's what he says. And I'll just end by saying what Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in the same section, the different shuva, the number of shuvas in a row on the same subject. Choshe mishpach chelek beis siman ayin dalet os alef. Ve'af inyan kedima leka ela b'masha tanan. We don't have any guidelines other than what it says there in Horius. Ve'af be'ela kosher lasos maise below iyun gadol. You know, because let's stop and think about it for a moment. All right. We said before, if that's the klal, that it's a matter of service or value, relative value to the community. So how do you assess that today? A man comes before him and gets more mitzvahs. Yeah, but this woman does a lot more mitzvahs than this man. This woman's involved in all kinds of chesed, and then this man doesn't, it's not shomer Torah mitzvahs. Okay, or this kohen, you know, never comes to shul, and this guy's Yisrael, and he, you know, but it's very, very difficult. Maybe in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, maybe, again, even if you understand the Mishnayos, maybe, I don't want to say the Mishnayos and the Gemara were theoretical, because in terms of other things we saw at the Poskim, who said it. But Rav Moshe says it's very, very difficult today to, you know, to assess on the basis of those things. We saw all of it. Actually, I don't have, it's not in the database, but the Yaakov Emden has a Sefer Migdal Oz. I have it here in the house. Someone wants to see it, but he also questions this whole, you know, this whole order that they said we don't seem to find that as in the Pesukei Halacha in modern times. Yaakov Emden is writing in the 1700s already by then, and even as I said before, the Rambam didn't say it by Pikuach Nefesh. So rather, these other criteria are important, and you have to figure out, is this person, he's so sick anyway, so it's not going to really prolong his life. But this person, we don't even know if this refuah is going to work. It's a suffix. Well, this person, they got there first and so on. And therefore the doctor started to work with him. So you have to continue to let him work with him. These are the, you know, are the criteria that I think people look to now in terms of these areas. You know, in terms of vaccinations, again, it's hard to say. You know, it seemed to me logical what they did at the beginning. They said people are frontline medical workers who are dealing every day in the hospital, so about it, they should be vaccinated first. But that quickly ballooned into something else that I think is now a complete balagan. It's a complete confusion.
What would they say for the, what they're saying now? The smoker has been bumped up. into
fitting question, you know, because the smoker is
because they've put themselves in that position,
right? But on the other hand, if you start saying, I'm not arguing, you know, when I first saw it, it bothered me also. But then I thought further, and when my wife talked to me further, then she said, what do you do about a person, you know, who has clogged arteries because the doctor told him, you know, to stay off red meat and he doesn't, or the person who has diabetes because they told him not to eat the cake all the time? And it's very, very slippery slope, to put it that way. Okay, I hear you. Okay, and you know, we tend to, you know, but there are many people who, like, let's say obesity, I think is one of the things on the list, but many people put themselves in that situation. So it's very hard, very hard. I mean, I don't think that any of those people should be up there personally, but, you know, you have to, you know, I don't know. I wouldn't want a Paschal, let's put it that way. I think, but Lemaisa, these are some of the guidelines that the postgame present. And as I said, I was only here to, you know, to share, just so we understand what the halachas are in terms of priorities. But halacha lemaisa, a person should ask. Now that it's such a confusion, so, I don't know. I mean, the person should run to the front. I don't think that's right either. That's like that sugi with the boats that are crossing. Work it out. You have to put yourself, you know, you have to see. If everything else is equal, maybe we do fall back on the sugi horse. I'm not sure. Okay, maybe if all else is equal, it's hard to say that all else is equal. But on the other hand, as Ramosha said, you can't fall back on Atsugin Horius either. Today, his language is below Ian Godel. Okay, without really looking into each person, who's going to make that assessment? Who makes that determination? Very, 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 very difficult. Brother anyway, Thomas? This is just an overview. I just wanted to you know, share with you with the Chazal, and you know, we'll have to see how the situation plays out. I wish everybody a good Tavach.
Thank you, Rabbi Thomas.